The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Achtung America, the Von Wiehunt Show, bold, brash, at the throat of America's enemies. Welcome to the dramatic warlord's wolf's den. On this special Valentine's Day, I wish I could report to you that America, and the world for that matter, is full of peace and love and good intentions about you, your family, or your neighborhood. For we know that the best intentions in the world do not bring about the best results. And I'm a results-oriented host. I wish that I could report to you that there is a chicken in every pot in America, that all is good in the world, that we're always surrounded by people who wish to do us no harm, that our Congress is above board in all its dealings. That would be a big joke. I wish I could report to you that our fiscal policy in dollars sound, that there is no animal cruelty or people cruelty, that the millions of homeless in the streets of America and Phoenix have finally found refuge and jobs and real hope. I would love to report to you that all is well, that you have absolutely nothing to worry about. And nothing further to fear. But we know better, don't we, Mr. and Mrs. America? We are, quote-unquote, in the loop. We are educated. We are in the know. For this show is not doom and gloom. We do seek peace and prosperity in our lives. But sometimes the truth is ugly. We won't wait until local or national news, quote-unquote, affects us directly, until we take real action in our own lives. As we know, the supreme and stark truth, that we are always a world at war. Now, this past week, there were choppers that landed in Los Angeles. I want you to listen to this show, as most of the news this week has been only a distraction for you.
We have an army of digital soldiers.
I got some bombshell information from a confidential source who is very close to the situation and well-informed and has the goods.
Now, we've been speculating all week. The activity in Los Angeles. What was it? What happened? What did they pull out of that building? All of the official activity was in Long Beach. That's where all the pretty videos came. That's where the chopper was that was filming it. That's where the sanctioned media took place. That's where it was, in Long Beach. But all of the cell phone video is from L.A., and that's from the Guatemalan House of Culture. This is Wilshire Boulevard, which is where those helos landed. And this is that building I showed, the sides of the building, the windows that have all been blown out because they did an extraction. They went in, they breached, and then they extracted that biological target that was inside that building. And this is that big boy, that big chopper with all that special stuff. These are an elite team right here. And here they come, carrying that high-value target, wearing what people have told me they believe are biological suits.
Now, my sources told me that this group of people, they are not performing the drill. The training is in Long Beach, and that's why the Long Beach stuff has come out from the media. This stuff right here was never meant to be filmed. It was supposed to be the real operation, while Long Beach was the distraction. Now, the Guatemalan House of Culture is apparently scheduled to be demolished next month. And the high-value target that they took out is supposed to be some type of Plan Z. This was the Plan Z for the deep state, for the Hillerats, for the Democrats. This was their Plan Z. They were going to use it to completely wipe out America because they know that they are on their last leg. Now, the guys doing this operation, this is supposed to be a private military unit that is controlled exclusively by the president. They took the best of the best special ops guys, they put them together, and they used the organization of this new space force that President Trump has created to align all of these guys, and they brought them together, and the president is in control of all of them. Now, they are removing a high-value biological target that was meant to be inside that building when it was demolished. When that happened, it would have spread whatever it was, Ebola, something horrible. It would have spread it all across the city, and there would have been an outbreak here in America. I swear to God, guys, I can't tell you who told me this. This person is a decorated military veteran, all right? This is an elite force of soldiers put together to serve at the pleasure of the president. They could not afford to send in deep state people to even have the chance that these guys would be deep state. So they went in, they got this out, and they saved the day because this building is going to be demolished next month. MilSpec Ops Monkey says, what are the odds that the very building where we saw the Mil Op training take place is owned by lawyer Thomas Girardi, the guy who is handling the Allison Mack and Keith Raniere trafficking case? Girardi is the lawyer for Allison Mack and Keith Raniere, NXIVM. NXIVM is deeply involved with this. They are deeply involved with the deep state. They are deeply involved with Adam Schiff. Remember, Mac is naming names, big names in Hollywood, government, local, federal, proof, the Standard Hotel, that helicopter crash, all related, future will prove past. Adam Schiff. Feeling okay, buddy? Adam Schiff and Glenn Simpson had that undisclosed meeting in Aspen last year. Why do you think it was so important for Adam Schiff? He could not afford to have his stuff figured out. It's not just the one thing, it's everything. It's the drugs, it's the trafficking. It is that deep state, Plan Z. You think Adam Schiff doesn't have his fingers involved in this? You better have another think.
America! Whoa. Keep your sanity.
The whole world.
Now, that is a video that's on the internet, widely out there for all to see. It's speculation at this point. These are allegations, but there are many deep sources out there, and they are calling into many shows and personalities and giving great intel. So, knowing that as it is, just know that there are many people beginning to say that the America that we knew and loved, the times that we are living in now, hopefully is not the end of the America as we know it. And knew it. I call it the quickening, where news is flying past us and directly hitting us with impunity each and every week. As the militant left gets more radical, they seethe with rage at trying to get President Trump out of office. We can't believe how the once proud America is transforming into a no man's land and apocalypse. So tonight, we will start the legendary Von Wiehand Show. Stay tuned, folks. It only gets better.
Es gibt ein Haus in Neu-Berlin. Man nennt es des Hausabendrot. Es war der Ruin vieler guter Jungs, von mir, mein Gott, litt ich Not. Zugehört, ich wäre heute daheim. War jung und dumm, war ein armer Jung, auf den Abweg geführt und gemein.
Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
America in the Morning. Mornings at 6 a.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The home of America in the Morning.
Brand new on the Valley's Independent Talk radio station, The Bruce Nixon Show. Tune in to the most intellectually provocative radio broadcast in years and feast your mind on conversations of consequence as myself and guests unpack issues that matter most. Live from the Lifeboat Coffee Radio Studios at 7th Street and Dunlap in Phoenix, The Bruce Nixon Show delivers on a promise to get you off on a great start. Don't miss The Bruce Nixon Show, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100, the Valley's Independent Talk radio station.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
Coming up this weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, sobriety is becoming cool. I'll explain why so many millennials just aren't into alcohol anymore. Saturday nights at 10, following the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thank you.
I am from the old world and not the new world. But I have been thrust into the new world to learn, to grow, and now to teach. And I still have much to learn on my quest and journey. But I will never fail you. For when they attack you, America, we will take them all on with our swords drawn, rest assured. We are in the castle as the intrepid warriors of our ancient past. Now, this is a Von Wiegand production tonight, episode 154 of the legendary show which bears my name, a cult classic with a star date of 2/14/2019. And this is the Valentine's Day show special tonight. And never forget our wonderful, proud sponsor, Arizona Gold Exchange. Folks, there's no more time to wait around. Get down there, 2535 East Bell Road. I was there today. The guns were flying off the shelf. Gold, silver, ammunition, you name it. Arizona Gold Exchange. They pay top dollar for your scrap gold as well. Folks, it's a magnificent era that's upon us. We are nationalists as the Democrats and the Republicrats get weaker over time.
Leaving the party? The sky looks strange. What is that? I asked myself. Eyes? Are those eyes? Does it have its own mind?
Command Bunker has advised me. We have the Irish pirate calling from his secret clandestine location somewhere in Phoenix. Mr. Pirate, are you there?
Irish pirate is here.
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
It's wet out there, but I have shelter. But I'm still in my compound where I get to see what's going on out there. And I can definitely tell you, it's crazy to begin with, and
yes.
1 year after the Parkland shooting, to me it's amazing. They ramped up a fake poll back then. They got 71% of their fake people on their fake poll to agree that something has to be done for gun control. Same school area, same poll, and it's now 51%. In other words, whatever they did over there, no matter how weirdly reported and the weird things that went on, they failed to do their agenda of trying to get Americans to give their guns up.
That's right. The Second Amendment reigns supreme. We will not give them up under any globalist agenda or plan. Now, what's your thoughts tonight about the L.A. choppers, the allegations of the hazmat crew taking out some kind of biological weapon, and also we had black choppers fly over Phoenix a few nights ago. I'm not sure if many of our folks out there in the audience saw that. I did. Early in the morning. Your thoughts, Irish?
Well, I can't validate any of those things, but I can definitely say that we've already seen Trump gone after clandestine bad deals for the American people. We've seen him gone after clandestine attempts to try and remove workers from American soil. We've seen him clandestinely go after and put away pedophiles. And so it would not surprise me at all if he had to get an elite force of people just to be able to stop somebody from doing some treacherous thing. And of course, he can't turn around and take credit for it because they're not going to give him any. They'll turn around and say that was fake.
That's right.
And so it's better that he says nothing and like a superhero just says, all in a day's work, ma'am.
I totally agree. We support the president and what he has to do. There's the deep state is real. Threats against the president are real. And I'm convinced that he's got a personal connection with the American people. And if the Democrats or the deep state did not think, if they thought it was weak, they might have made a move by now. But they know it's very strong. Trump has got strong, deep roots all over America. They know that any harm that comes to him or his family, God forbid, would be met with just a visceral reaction by the American people.
Imagine, if you would, that some ordinary Joe who just enjoys being able to do his American lifestyle stumbles upon something that we can turn around and trace back to the deep state and nail them all. I mean, I think there are 90% of Americans would want to be the first one to turn these scumbags in. I don't know how they could ever do anything in public. It would have to literally be rehearsed through one of their straw man companies with a whole bunch of people who are for hire, maybe in another country, and bring them over here just to be able to play the fake actors like when they were doing the emergency procedures they were doing in the past 5 years or so. No,
right.
They'll have to act it out, and we're still going to catch them because we're used to it. I don't think they have anything new under their sleeves. It's just going to be the same lies all over again, such as some Russian probe, which hasn't produced anything but $4,700 of money that actually ended up in Russian hands. And if Trump could win an election with $4,700, man, that would be a bargain. They'd be too embarrassed to tell anybody that they actually found anything with that.
That's right. This whole thing of collusion is a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of Bernie Sanders. It's the talking points of the militant media. And by the way, the media, Irish, always says Trump's against a quote-unquote free press. Well, I tell them there is no free press in America. Almost 99 to 100% of the press are Marxist Democrats. They're all hard left. When the Founding Fathers had the press, they expected that there would be some right-wing newspapers, some left-wing newspapers, some independent TV stations. But no, all the media, print and TV, is all hard left. I've always said, only talk radio, and that's being encroached on. But only talk radio is the last bastion of the American people and your voice, Irish. Your thoughts.
Well, we've talked about that, Von Wehunt.
Yes,
only
we have.
Not only the cutting edge, but they're coming after us, too. I've told you about 15 radio stations bought by the Chinese already.
Yes.
And I doubt seriously we'll ever get those back. So we're going to have to fight like mad to keep what we've got. And one of the best ways is put on good radio. People will listen, and you'll never have to worry about it. So that's what we do here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, again, there's this ruse of a free press. I wouldn't call it free. I would call it militant. I would call it all anti-Trump. I would call it heavily Democrat, heavily Marxist, heavily communist. They have an agenda. They have a narrative, and they're going to drive it and stick America's nose in it one way or the other.
That's not journalism, Von Wehunt. Real journalism would have this really nifty thing called scooping people, where somebody gets to the truth first, gets to shout it out, and they'll say, wow, that guy's got a nose for news. The only thing my nose is smelling with what's coming out of these hard-left weirdos, I'm a former member of the Associated Press, and believe me, it stinks to high heaven. I did not continue with my stint with them after, I think it was 2001. There's no reason to continue. They're telling me what to say and what to do, and I didn't want anything to do with it.
That's right. Irish, thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate you, sir.
Von Wehunt, we are the cutting edge. Thank God you're here.
Thank you, sir. To Irish pirate folks calling from his clandestine location. And just know that on every show, we will discuss the news of the day as we also have a very special World War II segment tonight that I am sure you will enjoy throughout the show. And if you think for a minute that the Von Wehunt Show is too strong for you, or if it sounds too real or too harsh or too visceral, then I totally understand. And this show would not be for you. So go back to watching your do-nothing Hollywood sitcoms. Go back to eating your wings and memorizing your sports stats. And go back to worshiping your newest transgender Hollywood star. Yes, because this show is not hosted by a left-wing wacko. But we are moving forward with you or without you, America. So for me, to be absolutely and to be clear here, you need to lead by example, follow, or get the hell out of my way. As me and my weaponized listeners are on the march all across America. As we know, at this current situation involving daily attacks on President Trump and our nation's borders and economy will not end well, America, and it will not be pretty. We are prepared for battle and war, while the lesser immortals among us worry about what happened on TV last night. And therein lies the stark difference. And also know that the Yellow Vest Project and the protests out there in France is not a tea party, but a real revolution in Europe. And it is spreading throughout all of Europe itself. This is Von Wiehant, the barbarian. America is now awake. We have won power in America. Now we will win over the American people. Before us lies the American countryside. Within us, America is stirring. Behind us, all of America is following. Folks, there's no better station than KFNX. 1100 a.m. In our next segment, I will delve into a few calls. And we have Matador on the line. And it's going to be fantastic. But just know that the liberal Marxist plan is to use your tax money to fund their wickedness and then to shove your nose in it. For without war, we will not survive, I am afraid to say. We are being bred out of our own country. Great. Our ancestors conquered. The Democrats want the votes, and the Republicans love the cheap labor for industry and for their corporate corrupt donors. The phrase catch and release is only supposed to be used with fish in a small community man-made lake, and not as an excuse to let our nation's borders stand unprotected. With millions and millions of third world mongrels coming over to our country to invade it, to clog up our streets, to the national travesty of being invaded. We are under assault. This is a national emergency. President Trump is right. You know it, I know it, and the American people know it. I shall return.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wiehant Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehant is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehant will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehant is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehant, the barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do?
Join me, Carol Blonder, on Networking Arizona, Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Networking, it makes a difference.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Fear evil not, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there is nothing hid that shall not be known. We will know it on our show, and Ramstein will start this segment. That was Ramstein. This is your dramatic warlord, Von Wehhunt. My command bunker has advised me that we have Matador calling from the East Valley bunker. Matador, are you there tonight? Let's patch him through. Matador, are you there? Let's get him through our Enigma code machine here. We'll try one more time. Okay, let's get Matador on if we can. Okay, let's get Brett on. Brett the Surfer. Matador, call back. Is Brett the Surfer there? We got Matador? Great. This is Pirate Radio, folks. Anything can happen. Are you there tonight? Stand and deliver. Okay, well, we're trying to get them on the line here. We got a couple of callers. Speak up if you're there on the line.
It's the Matador.
Yes! Finally got you. Patched through. Are you still there?
I'm here, General Von Wehhunt. It's great to hear your voice. I know Mueller's trying to cut us off, brother.
Yes, he is. He is. We've had many NSA and federal electronic harassment here at the station. Good to hear your voice, Matador.
All those possum faces out there trying to cut off radio-free Von General Wehhunt to his real public.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At your service, America. What are your thoughts tonight, Matador?
Oh, I tell you what, I love the yellow vest stories you're telling. KFNX should send you over to Europe, and you should live stream back to all of us back here in Phoenix while we're eating our popcorn and drinking our favorite beverage, see Macron run over all the way to Belgium. It'd be great.
I would love to send over foreign correspondents like Jake Vegas and China Chad or Don the Butcher or Irish Pirate or you over there. We would get back the best video and tell the real story, because the so-called free press, they're not reporting about this revolution in Europe, the Yellow Vest Revolution. And it's not your father's tea party. You know,
I agree. It was great. Trump gave that big speech in El Paso. The crowd was going wild.
Yes.
A real man's man. And then the counter was Beto, a grown man. I think he said he skateboarded to the event. and he had a little backpack on that looked like my child's backpack, except it was a unicorn with fluffy things. I mean, what did the guy have, a juice box and a little lunch from his mother in there? And that's going to be their president. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up, General.
I know, when Beto was contorting on the stage, he looked like he was doing some kind of a yoga exercise while he's talking to his pathetic, weak, gay, transgender, Democrat voter base. In cucks and all kinds of leftist weirdos in the crowd.
I'm sure it was a vegan lunch they served everybody.
Yes.
I'm sure there was no meats or anything allowed there, folks. Nothing at all. Just expensive San Francisco, overpriced wine, vegan food, bunch of real weirdos walking around, bunch of people that
exactly.
have been bathed in a couple of weeks. Can't tell the men from the women.
Very weak.
Very
Beto is so weak. He looks like like a college freshman that's been smoking a lot of dope, and he doesn't want to get a job. He's using his skateboard to get around campus, and now he wants to be president. You know, the guy's got no resume, lost the Senate in Texas. He's despised by half the country.
And then I have to hear that occasional cortex. Every time I look at her, she looks like a human fly. Her eyes are about to pop out of her head. She looks like she's a chipmunk.
Like an insect, man. She's a freaking insect.
I mean, something seriously the matter with her. She always goes off on these bizarre. She said, we're going to build trains across the ocean, folks. No more airplanes and stuff. Even Nancy Pelosi.
Jeez.
After having one of her plastic surgeries in San Francisco in the afternoon, I had to get on CNN and said, hey, listen, we got to calm this crazy bug-eyed out of here.
No doubt. I mean, she wants to tear down every building in America, and she wants to rebuild with your tax dollars, and that'll add about 20 more trillion to our debt. Building trains across the oceans? Are you kidding me? What are you drinking, you dumb bitch? She was a bartender a month ago. She's really crazy and deranged.
And supposedly she stole all the tips. Everybody's reporting on that.
Exactly.
I want you to get on that, General. I want a full report by next week on all your excellent resources. I've been hearing rumors that people saying she stole everybody's tips in the back. Everybody hated her. Yeah, unbelievable. Only in America, after Obama, a dimwit like that, 29 years old now, can be in Congress. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the media touts her like she's the savior of the Western world. If that's our savior, I want her arrested immediately.
And
put behind bars. She's a danger to the public.
And then I have to see that little Somali thing on TV. She weighs about 80 pounds. Her whole
Omar.
Head covered up. I can't even understand that weird Somali from Minnesota. They let her talk. I mean, God, she sounds like she wants to put the Jewish people back in concentration camps. Schumer's having a freak out in New York with the rest of those guys. I don't even know. God, they got her. They got the little Islamist
from
Minnesota.
Losers.
And they got bug-eyed Cortex from Queens or wherever they got her from. And they got Pelosi, who's having a facial every day in San Francisco.
Facelift Pelosi. Yeah, that Omar looks like an alien with that weird turban on her head.
I mean, don't
big
worry.
Bug eyes.
Those three are running around insulting men. My God, no kidding, because no man would ever even talk to them.
Hell no.
I mean, I don't think I could get drunk enough if Cortex was giving me free beers of my desire at her bar all night long to even give her a second look, Von Lars.
No fraternity in America would allow those two weird women in their frat parties. They would not even be hired as a bartender. How about those apples?
That's why they want to close the good, long-standing fraternity.
That's right.
Who
is their
great
envious
charity work, who help people out, who raise a lot of money, give a lot of jobs, you know, that's why they want to close them all down. It's unbelievable. But we have to fight the good fight out here and never forget, even if you're a little dismayed, the worst day of President Trump is 1,000 times better than Hillary Clinton would have ever been on her best day.
God, so true. Matador, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you.
Hey, I love the show, and I love Arizona Gold. I got to go by this week. It's incredible. All the gold and guns you want. The owner's fantastic, Daniel.
God, it's great. And you were the winner of last month's gold coin giveaway.
And the man delivers right when you walk in. Unbelievable store. Go there, and he'll give 10% off to all listeners. He's a great, great family guy.
Yes, he is. Good Christian man. They're a good family-run store, folks. They're the proud sponsor. They have a gold or silver promo almost every month or some kind of a gun giveaway. They're a wonderful place. 2535 East Bell Road. Matter, you live in the East Valley, but that's worth driving to in the North Valley. What do you say?
100% worth driving down there. Drive out there. You're never going to get a better deal. It's not just the deal. The guy's going to take care of you. I talked to the guy for a half an hour. I already feel like the guy's a family member of mine. Tell you what, the guy's not going to short you, not going to rip you off with some Chinese gun that someone breaks in your house that's going to jam up or, you know, it ain't even going to work for you. Believe me, brother, all his guns are going to work 110%. And anything he'll replace for you, can't find a better guy. He's not going to sell you gold. It's got some weird minerals, and it's going to be 100% gold.
And they will fire when you need them. Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Matador.
You better believe it.
Have a great night, sir. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, General.
Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do? Join me, Carol Blonder, on Networking Arizona, Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Networking, it makes a difference.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education. We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events, and thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
What is your current retirement plan set up for? Would you like to develop a plan that provides income not affected by stock market fluctuation, inflation, and interest rates? Create retirement income that continues to protect you, even in the event of health issues or with the need for long-term care. Schedule a consultation with the Paladino Financial Group by visiting www.paladinofinancialgroup.com and take the first step to planning smart for your retirement. PaladinoFinancialGroup.com.
Are you longing to be more in touch with your intuitive self? Are you searching for a direction in your spiritual journey? Are you seeking a safe place to gather with people of like minds? At the Place of Spiritual Wisdom in Sun City, we can help you find your path. We offer psychics, mediums, holistic wellness practitioners, classes, and events. For more information, call 623-583-1330. That's 623-583-1330. Or go to theplaceofspiritualwisdom.com.
Learn to trade like a professional. Get on the right side of the trade every Monday at 3 p.m., Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Thursdays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 6 a.m. The Right Side of the Trade is sponsored by Online Trading Academy, the most trusted name in professional trader education since 1997.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Callers, please hold. We've got Brett the Surfer on and Paul the Gladiator. But first, just know this, that even in nature, there always has to be a leader of the pack. If we are all, quote unquote, equal, there is always mess, political, social, and economic confusion, anarchy, and Armageddon. Now, in our World War II segment tonight, I want to tell you this, that the Amelia Earhart mystery, we think, by 99.999% has been solved. New information has come to light via the History Channel and other verifiable historians and other sources. And we now know what happened to Amelia Earhart on her journey around the world in 1937. Prior to World War II, this was Amelia Earhart's last flight. She decided that her next trip would be to fly around the world in March of 37. Amelia was flying around the world, and she meant to land in the Gilbert Islands. But instead, she inadvertently landed in the Marshall Islands, which were controlled by the Empire of Japan. She was taken prisoner by the Japanese Navy and then shipped to the Saipan prison, where eyewitnesses still living today saw her plane land in the Marshall Islands when they were young kids. And they say that she was a prisoner by Japan's imperial forces. And they saw her in the prison in Saipan. After interrogation, after several months of brutality, the Japanese called her a spy. Eyewitnesses who are deemed as credible by many historians have said that she was then executed by Japanese forces, unfortunately. Taken out of the prison yard, marched off to the prison cemetery, and then beheaded by Japanese forces with their samurai sword. Amelia Earhart was beheaded by the enemies of America. She will forever be an American hero who paid the ultimate price, and we honor her on my show. This was a very well-researched story, and there is still some conjecture. But the historians and the authorities have given this scenario a 99% chance of what actually occurred to her based on circumstantial and physical evidence and eyewitnesses. Both she and her male navigator were executed as spies by Japan during World War II and prior to. The American government knew about her whereabouts since we cracked the Japanese code as early as 1938, and we intercepted all their transmissions in the Pacific Theater, even prior to Pearl Harbor, which in my view the government also knew about. When Amelia Earhart landed abruptly in the Marshall Islands, she radioed for help, and it was picked up as far as Kentucky as a very faint symbol by ham radio operators in America. These Kentuckians immediately notified the Office of Naval Intelligence that they intercepted her radio Mayday transmission from the Pacific, and the Navy ignored them. She got the signal out early in the morning when there was very few radio waves before dawn. The Navy did not want to tip their hand that they had broken the Japanese codes, so her own government turned their back on Amelia Earhart. Since the war was on the horizon, and Uncle Sam needed every edge he could get in the war, Amelia Earhart was sacrificed and never rescued and never pursued. The Navy officially called off the search in 2 weeks and just said that she was lost at sea. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story of the Amelia Earhart mystery. The eyewitnesses did see her executed at the cemetery in Saipan. Let's get Breath the Surfer on, surfing somewhere in the Pacific off the Marshall Islands. Brett, are you there?
Yes, and I'm in shock. That was amazing hearing about that. And it's scary that, you know, that our government would keep something secret. You know, it's not a surprise, but that's fascinating.
They let her go. They sacrificed her to keep the secret that we had cracked the Japanese codes.
Yeah. Well,
amazing.
It's funny to keep that for all those years, you know. That's the fascinating thing.
It is.
Early on the show, talking about Omar and from Minnesota, a congressman from Minnesota, an
yes.
anti-Semitic comment. It's just and Cortez wanting to have these trains and get rid of what we won't fly anymore. You know, it's kind of like the light rail here. You know, it is. How effective really was that or is that?
She wants to build trains over the ocean. She's a moron, a leftist communist moron in my book. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's
one big hurricane and they're gone, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's scary to see what's going to happen in 2020. I mean, could you imagine if we had Bernie Sanders, Colonel Sanders there?
Well, I've always said that, he's BS for short. I've always said the post-Trump America is very scary to me. So, folks, mm-hmm. you have 6 years mm-hmm. to go to Arizona Gold Exchange, get your guns, get your gold, get your silver, exchange some of your fiat currency for metals, and get organized at your home.
Yeah.
Stock up in water and food, because once these people take control, I mean, America tends to go left, right, Brett? And
right,
America,
exactly.
In my view, will do a hard left the minute Trump gets on Marine One and flies back to New York. And then all hell is going to break loose, man.
Yeah, it's something I really have faith that things are really, that he's going to come through again, you know, and that
I hope so.
You know, that we're going to go in the right direction, you know, but
we need him.
And that's all he could do. You know?
We need him, and we need to get prepared now, because what's coming after Trump again is scary. So get your gear now. And Brett, thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you, Vaughn. Love the show, man.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye. You bet. Surfer Brett. Let's get Paul on, the Gladiator. About 1.5 minutes here for a new call. Let's patch him through. Paul, are you there?
Good evening, Vaughn.
Good evening. Doing good, sir.
Good.
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's funny because we have all these stories about 29-year-old congresswomen, and, you know, it's funny that they think now that they're a first-term congressional member that they're like the vice president of the United States.
Exactly.
And then I saw where these Yale students, females, three female Yale students, want to integrate into the Yale fraternities.
Yes.
And the Democratic journalist interviewing them said, well,
we have 1 minute.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you were physically sexually assaulted at a fraternity party. They all raised their hands.
Right.
And then she said, but you want to be part of the fraternity. Like, why do you want to be allowed in the fraternity? Because they're going to say, well, we want to be part of the sororities.
Right.
And one girl said, well, the girls are in the Boy Scouts, but the boys don't want to be in the Girl Scouts, so we just want to be part of the fraternities, and we don't think they'll want to be part of the sororities. But even though they sexually harassed us and sexually attacked us, they have better connections socially at school and for job connections when I graduate.
That's right. It's amazing. Paul, thank you so much. Yale University and our fraternity system needs to be protected by the invasion. The militant feminists who seek to get inside all these institutions of higher learning to subvert it from within. It must be combated. The invasion must stop. It must be stopped at our border. All borders in the country must be protected. Thank you very much. God bless you all, and good night.